are listening to the WGXC Acron 90.7 on your FM dial. And WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Early Electromix is a series to document the history of experimental electronic music from the 50s to the 80s. Pioneers who paved the way for what was to become techno, ambient, electronica, and most of what we are listening to. Essential Culture on air every Tuesday from 11 to 12 a.m.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Richard Goldstein of Lafayette Hill, Pennsylvania. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that the city of Kingston has declared a housing emergency. Rent control regulations can now be enacted on city properties built prior to 1974 that have six or more units. The Common Council voted 7-1 on July 28th for a resolution declaring a housing emergency in the city and enacting regulations under the state's Emergency Tenant Protection Act. Minority Leader Michael Oliveri, a registered Democrat who won the Ward 7 election on the Republican Party line, was the lone no vote. Mayor Steve Noble signed the legislation into law on July 29th. Noble said in a statement, and I quote, "I am pleased to be able to codify this legislation and to implement these tenant protections here in Kingston. We have known we have a housing crisis in Kingston, and this is yet another step we are taking to protect our residents and make sure that everyone who wishes to live in Kingston is able to. With this law, there are more than 1,200 rental units that are now entitled to rent stabilization," end quote. An undeclared housing crisis exists throughout the Hudson Valley, with few new affordable housing going on the market recently. The problem of higher rents and few available units was made worse by the pandemic, with an influx of new wealthy homeowners and renters moving into the area from New York City recently. Majority Leader Rita Worthington, Democrat Ward 4, said, and I quote, "We are living in a time where housing, in particular, affordable housing, is almost non-existent. There is a housing crisis in our city. This resolution does not and will not solve the entirety of the crisis that we find ourselves in. But I do believe it is a step in the right direction," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Roger Hannigan Gilson in the Times Union digs into the financial disclosures obtained from the campaign of Jamie Chaney, a candidate running for the new 19th congressional district seat in a primary August 23rd against fellow Democrat Josh Riley. Chaney has loaned her primary campaign $100,000. As an individual, Chaney has joint assets valued at between just under $4 million and just under $15 million, as candidates must only categorize their assets by ranges of value. She is a landlord to a property in New York City and another in Rhinebeck. She also owns and lives in a 65-acre farm in Rhinebeck. She is currently making money from consulting fees and dividends as well as the rental properties. According to a statement from her campaign, and I quote, Jamie Chaney started a successful business that holds Wall Street accountable by advocating for working parents to have rights like comprehensive health care, child care, and flexible work hours. She is running for Congress to protect reproductive health care, pass meaningful gun reform, and help working families across the district, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that progressive New York lawmakers and environmental activists continue to push for a special session of the legislature to address climate change. Specifically, they want to vote on a bill meant to require the New York Power Authority to only provide renewable forms of power to customers. Assemblyperson Jessica Gonzalez Rojas said, and I quote, As elected officials, we owe it to our constituents to do everything we can to combat this existential crisis. Our continued inaction will only perpetuate the injustices we are elected to address. Let's act with the urgency that the climate crisis demands, end quote. So far, Governor Kathy Hochul has given no indication that she wants to hold a second special session this summer. After a spat of mass shootings, Albany lawmakers passed some gun laws in a special session earlier this summer. And you can read that full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. Visit our website for local weather updates, town meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter. Or to make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXE weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 86 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 62 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXE, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Hey there, welcome to the Better Weather Weekend Summer Forecast. Pollen is up for Saturday, down to a medium on Sunday. Your Rip Van Winkle sandbar times are on Saturday, 9:40 a.m. to 1 p.m. and again from 9:45 p.m. to 1:15 a.m. Sunday, we see it resurface again from 9:50 a.m. to 2:15 p.m. Remember, it's bigger than it looks and anyone not sticking to the channel risks running aground. UV will be up, so don't forget the sun protection.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol Friedman of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Number 10.
Here's 2022 new music from the Baltimore-based duo Matmos. The album is called Regards, Oklani della Bogoslaw Schaefer, and this song is Few Far Chaos Bugles from Matmos on WGXC.
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dimaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Number 8.
go out and shed your death. Just let it fall right down. With endless fascination, how much will you hold?
Don't lie. 2022 new music there from Ty Segall. The song is called Don't Lie. And you're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered community radio for open ears.
Number 7.
7. 7.
7.
7. 7. 7. Joe McPhee is a renowned saxophonist who resides in Poughkeepsie, and his Nation Time album, originally released in 1970 and reissued in the year 2000, is a jazz classic. Now in 2022, the band More Mother, on their album Jazz Codes, has a song called Joe McPhee Nation Time Intro.
Purple, peaches, pumpkin pie. All y'all ready? Holla, scream, shout. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. For real, listen.
Yo! Cops and patrol cars, cops on the beat. We'll be standing on the corners. We'll be marching in the streets. Helicopters overhead. Another brother shot dead. What time is it? It's Nation Time. Racist fascists in our White House. Neo-Nazis in the streets. We got miles to go and promises to keep. Cultural vultures in our beds. Another bullet in our heads. What time is it? It's Nation Time.
Number
6.
Six.
Listen, the sweet peals of moonlight induce lovemaking on the streets tonight. Listen, the soft purr of motorbikes ready to strike up the nightlight. So don't tell me of your troubles, your emotional grief. Taking the sights, this is shore leave. Don't talk of too long, unscrew your frown. Enjoy the entertainments of nighttime town. Experience the red rooms, the green tables, the souvenirs make memories haunting or favored. The gallant mist of red-blooded chivalry instilled in basic training. By standing in line today, you secure a place among the saints. Go get them, son, now your life begins. To die for your country does not win a war. To kill for your country is what wins a war. Don't tell your name, don't ask for hers. In this land of oysters, you are the world. The painless plainness of military life resumes tomorrow night. If not for you, it would have been cholera, malaria, or some eastern disease. Forget about it, son. A slap is all you need. The massacres of ages, too many to recall. Limbs rendered birds by the speed they flew off. A soup nothingness that once was your best friend. Motherless children and temptress widows. The wild, the useless, the dead. I don't shoot on the spot. Our bullets were made for men like you, the impotent idiots God forgot. Tonight you decide which corner takes residence, which room looms forever in your mind. But now you're on your own. We don't need men like you.
Black MIDI with 2022 new music. The song's called Welcome to Hell.
Number
five. Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
Thank you.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
4
and march up the stairs and you're
one prepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we cannot get better.
Was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number
two.
Thank you.
number
one.
Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsyth from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsyth on guitar, along with Tom Malek, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums. Derek Bailey recorded Domestic Jungle in the 1990s, improvising on guitar along with Jungle Pirate radio stations. And he wrote about this record, quote, "The station's not there now. Usually they've started by 5:30. They've no announcements. When they go off, it just stops. When they come on, it just blasts in. It's enormously loud. I get it accidentally sometimes when I'm just messing about. So I've been listening to it, and I really like the way they do it on the radio. I have to say that in recent times, it seems to have gotten softer, a lot less abrasive in some ways. There are more vocal samples, for example. But what I do like about the radio is the live quality. Although the stuff is records, they don't leave them alone. They'll talk over them, advertise gigs, order a pizza. The music's constant, but with interruptions. It's very live, and with that sustained pace, which, of course, is inhuman, and it's nice to play along with, particularly as opposed to free jazz situations where the pace is often very slow. I found it fantastic to practice with, so for a long time I've been doing that. I've always liked the parts where the music stops and drifts along. You got some ridiculous string orchestra, then it just slips a bit. The pitch goes, or they slow it down or something. Then the drums come back. It's completely meaningless. I like that. What is a pain and can sometimes dilute it is the repetitive, looped, or sampled vocals. The funny thing is, I've never heard a jungle record. All I've heard has been off the radio," unquote. Here is Derek Bailey's Domestic Jungle record.
Thank you. Thank you.